Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We're talking all things Spain. I'm talking about my just got back trip from Castile and Leon, Spain. Now, no Madrid, no Barcelona, but lots of the area in Castile and Leon, which is a beautiful area, as you have hopefully heard us talking about today on the show. Now, as we were leaving, I asked Doc Bill, which of these products is not produced in Spain? Cheese, olive oil, or balsamic vinegar? And actually, the answer is all of them are produced in Spain. And I had an opportunity to go to this great organic farm where they're doing some really, really great stuff. And it's all part of a group called Hacienda. And I went to the Hacienda Zorita, which is a hotel, a winery, also a beautiful restaurant. And they have an organic farm that's attached to it where they grow, of course, all the things that are needed for making balsamic vinegar and olive oil and all those kind of things. But they also have a farm where they have raw milk and they produce cheese. But now the neat thing also too about the Hacienda Zorita, this is a hotel that is part of a very, very old property where Christopher Columbus stayed for 6 months while raising funds to sail across the Atlantic to follow up on an alternative route that Marco Polo took as he was going to China. Or at least that was what Christopher Columbus thought, because he ended up in the Bahamas. But Christopher Columbus actually stayed in the buildings that still exist there that are part of the hotel. I had a chance to talk with Javier, who is the customer experience manager there at the property, and I had a chance to talk with him about the whole operation.
Well, first of all, this is not only a hotel, but also an historical place, because this hotel is from the 14th century. And through the history of this place, it was a very important moment in 1485, when Christopher Columbus was here for 6 months, looking for financial support for his trip to America. But beside that, as you said, we are a hotel, we are also a restaurant. We have an organic farm, we have a vineyard, because we are part of the slow food movement. That means that all of the product that is served in our restaurant has to be taken no farther than 100 kilometers away. Mm-hmm. So that's why we have our own production of some of these things. And we've been in our organic farm where we have a cheese factory, where we are producing two high quality cheeses. Mm-hmm. The two cheeses that we've been looking and seeing the process are sheep's milk, raw milk, and it's coming from a endangered of extinction local space of
the sheep are.
The sheep's mm-hmm. are also in extinction, but mainly the goat. We have the goat Berata and Churra sheep, mm-hmm. Which milk we use for our cheeses. So. We use only local type of sheep and local type of goat. Mm-hmm. And this is not only a hotel, as I said, it's also a restaurant. We have this cheese in our restaurant, and we have also an organic garden. So all the products that we have in our restaurant are coming from our organic garden. We act like a bank of seeds or guardians of seeds mm-hmm. for some specific types of, especially tomato, potato, strawberry. So when somebody wants to grow this type of
plants, vegetables,
they might come to us, and we are going to make sure that it's 100% that type.
Now, are those seeds that you have in your seed bank, are they old, or what we call in the States heritage seeds? Are they old seeds? Is that it?
Yes.
They have not been changed or altered?
No. That's why we are trying to keep that type, because they are not a mix of it with any other seeds. They are 100% one type.
Pure of that.
Pure, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me go back one quick second to a couple of things. First, you mentioned slow food.
Yes.
Now, is slow food only something that is being done here in Spain, or is this a part of farming that's taking place in other parts of the world?
Well, the slow food movement started in Italy, actually. Mm-hmm. And it started like 5 years ago, bringing the idea of have a better connection between the producer and the restaurant. Mm-hmm. So the slow food movement actually started in Italy, but we took it
Well, it sounds like a great, you know, a great way to have the food come from the farm to the table.
Yes.
Because that has definitely become a very popular way to have food. Now, is the slow food also organic?
Yes, okay. It's organic always. And as you mentioned, there are two main things that this slow food movement does. It's first the idea of farm to table. Mm-hmm. And then also we farm what we eat. Mm-hmm. So the idea is to have a much closer connection with the producer and with all the products that we have. Because if you know where is the product coming from, who is the person that is growing that product,
right,
you are definitely much more confident.
Well, you feel more
in
connected
what you are,
to it.
And you are much more confident on what you are serving.
I also asked him about some of the main products they're producing.
We have, we're mainly wine producers. We have 8 different states in Spain. 5 of them are in this region, Castilla y León. But we mainly wine producers, but we also produce olive oil. We produce cheese. We produce balsamic vinegar. And we have also some ham, chorizo, lomo, some products coming from the Iberian pig. But mainly we are wine producers.
That's fascinating, right?
That's great information. I mean, you definitely have the farm-to-table operation there, and actually a very, very true farm-to-table operation.
Well, you know, also, Dr. Beal, I know how much you love trees. And at that property, they have sequoia trees that were brought over by one of the sailors from Salamanca, who was on Columbus's second trip. Now, he loved that tree so much that he brought back seeds and planted them. So you have these sequoia trees all around Spain, and in particular at that hotel. And some of the trees are over 500 years old, as you can imagine, you know, since he brought the seeds back, you know, back in that time. But it was really, really a fascinating place. I really loved that experience. The cheese was great. We had a chance to try a little bit of wine. The meal was great. And I'll post some pictures on our website, Travel Bags with Anita, so you all can see pictures of all of these places that I'm talking about. Because the tour also for St. Teresa was filled with so many different exhibits and opportunities to see monuments that are just centuries, you know, I mean, just old buildings and things that, you know, in Europe, they really appreciate that. We tend to want to get rid of those things, but they still have those things standing from all of these years. And it really does make for a great tour, a great opportunity to really get a feel for what it was like in the 14th, 15th, 16th century, you know, back in that time. So you can really get that feel. So it was a great experience.
Well, it's interesting because things date back there for such a long period. It puts human existence, really, you look at how long he's been on the planet. When you talk about things going back to the 1100s, 1200s, that's a long time back. That's many, many generations.
Now, Dr. Beal, I know how much you love Sapelo. And Sapelo has a lot of great history down there, too. I mean, the Gullah Geechee history that's there is just fascinating as well. People can go and have a great stay at one of the Sapelo Island birdhouses, as well as visiting your farm and taking some things over, because you all do all the organic farming. You all do are part of the Red Pea Project. You're doing the sugarcane project now. So you're doing all of these great things that are part of this slow food process, too, because a lot of the people that you're selling to are right in the local area or up in the Atlanta area. So the food isn't traveling too far. So all of these great things are happening. But definitely check out the Sapelo Island birdhouses. They are definitely great, great accommodations. There are 5 cottages on the island. You can have the choice of an ocean view or something that's back in the live oak trees. It's covered with all the moss that's hanging that almost looks like scarves or something hanging from the trees. It's just really a beautiful, beautiful place as well. So check out the Sapelo Island Birdhouses website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com or give them a call at 912-223-6515. Because here at Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, we really appreciate the support of the Sapelo Island Birdhouses in sponsoring the show and having the opportunity to bring on so many great Just Got Back stories like the one from Castile and León.
Well, that's true. There are other points of interest there as well. Can you talk about some of those?
Oh, yeah. I should also mention you're not that far from Jekyll Island, St. Simon's Island, Tybee. I mean, that whole Georgia coastal area is filled with a lot of history. I mean, there's a lot of places where you can go and do tours down there. There's a lot of wildlife. The Harris Lake Wildlife Reserve. I mean, there's so many points of interest there that you can take part in by just going to visit Sapelo Island Birdhouses. Go to their website, which is the sapeloislandbirdhouses.com, or give them a call at 912-223-6515. This has been another Just Got Back series, and we have more of those to come. So join us in 2 weeks where we'll come back with more great travel tips, great destinations. Please go to our Facebook page, which is Travel Bags with Anita, our website, Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.